I think of photography like therapy. Harry Gryard, Magnum photographer.
Welcome to Through My Lens with Clay Daly and special guest Anne Pruitt.
All right, everyone, I am back, and this week, Through My Lens has Ant Pruitt.
Bless your heart.
The digital content creator for your enjoyment.
Oh my gosh, what have you done?
Dude, you know, that's kind of cool. Digital content for your enjoyment. That's cool.
That's all it is, my man.
Yeah, I like that. And basically, looking at you and the stuff that you create, it's not just for our enjoyment. You enjoy it.
Yeah, and quite honestly, that's why I started doing all of that, is because I like doing it. I mean, there's a bunch of things that I enjoy doing, mm-hmm. but there's a very limited amount of things that I can do quite regularly. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I love playing poker, but I can't play poker all the time because people don't play poker all the time, and I don't really care for online poker like that, you know. Or I like going to football games, but you can't go to football games all the time because you will be broke, you know.
Well, you don't miss any of the orange team games, do you? If they're local, I should say.
Well, now that's my squad. They're only about a 2-hour drive from here, so I do try to go to the home games. You know, we've had season tickets for mm-hmm. the last couple of years. I don't know about this coming season because it's getting expensive, but you know. But yeah, it's just doing this creative stuff, man. It was something that I enjoy doing, and I can do it all the time at next to nothing as far as cost goes. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do it.
Yeah. I'm looking actually at your, before I go into why I had you on, I'm actually looking at your portfolio here, and a lot of these images are basically created with your smartphone, your drone, and your camera. All of these are your creation tools. You don't you don't discriminate, right?
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, it's beautiful work. It's really cool.
Thank you. It still needs a little bit of work, but I'm not sweating that portfolio too much. You know, it's got enough on there to at least make somebody click mm-hmm. for and stay there for, you know, 10 seconds, and mm-hmm. I'm fine with that for now.
Cool. All right. So the reason why I wanted to talk to you, and you're the first guest I've had now on Through My Lens. I you know, I've always wanted to have people on. I wasn't so sure how to do it, but you listened to the last episode and you shared a video that you created in 2018. Is that how you say it? 2018?
I say 2018. I never say the 2000 yada 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 since it's been beyond 2009.
Okay. So 2018. Yeah. You shared that video, Dear Photographers Community. I saw the video before.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for watching.
Yeah, no, trust me. The funny thing is that watching it again, it actually gave me pause. You know what I mean? Like, there are things that we have to sometimes remember, mm-hmm. and that video is one that I wish a lot of people would just watch, because there are things that we mustn't forget, that there are people who are creating things that they put their heart into.
Yeah. You know, and for people that haven't seen it, the video, it struck a nerve with me because there's a website that I read, you know, periodically. And I had to stop myself from reading it because I kept finding myself going down to the comment section. Mm-hmm. And this particular website, it's fstoppers.com. Mm-hmm. You know, they're pretty large organization. And they do some pretty good stuff. They do a lot of different tutorials. They do a lot of news and rumors, if you will. Mm-hmm. And the tutorials is where they get in trouble the most. And I say in trouble with air quotes because, you know, with photography or heck, just about any art, there's 5 or 6 or even more different ways to do one particular task or do one particular job, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And so F-Stoppers will share a tip on how to do, I don't know, black and white conversion, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's just something random. And they'll write it out and it'll be a good 500-600 words with nice detailed steps and illustrations and things of that nature. And then they'll sign off with, here you go. Hope that helps. Thanks for reading this and sharing, yada, yada, yada. And then the comments will be like, oh, nice article, but you could have told them to do so-and-so and so-and-so. And I'm like, you sons of... Why did you even have to do that?
Right.
You know, it's if you are a photographer that's halfway worth a crap, you know that you can do a lot of different shots a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, people will talk about long exposure photography and see the light trails and this and that. That doesn't necessarily mean they had their shutter open for 4 seconds.
Right.
You can simulate that stuff, mm-hmm. you know, but there are people that will read sites like F-Stoppers or any other creative site that's trying to help people grow in the field. They will jump on there and be like, well, no, you should have told them how to do it this way, because this way is better than what you said. And I just don't think that's fair, especially yeah. considering the site is absolutely free to you.
True.
And it's out there helping somebody else, not you as a smart alecky, quote unquote, big time photographer, you know?
Right, right. I agree. No, I really do. And you know, a lot of times I do stay away from the comments because it really does depress me to read them, you know?
I felt bad. And I want to say at one point I tweeted F-Stoppers. I was like, man, I love y'all's site, but I feel for you because your comments section is the worst community, just the worst. There's always an argument on there. And I started thinking about it a little bit more. I don't see this type of vitriol from other communities. You know, if you go and look up a local acting guild or something like that, mm-hmm. and they share things online in their little, whether it's Discord or Slack or what have you, if you go through and read what's said in there, it's usually, hey, this is good. This could have been done better. Next time, work on this, but nice work. Mm-hmm. End of story.
Right.
It's never the back and forth of, my gosh, why would you do it this way? You know, or why would you subject yourself to this? And you know, it's I never see that on any other community other than photography or like graphic design and stuff like that, or, you know, any type of creative works, you know.
What drives that sort of behavior, you think? Because,
man, I got a couple thoughts. Jeez. You know, well, the first thing that comes to my mind is right now, in this digital day and age, we have so many tools at our fingertips at next to nothing far as cost or absolutely free, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
So everybody is an expert all of a sudden,
mm.
you know,
yeah.
There's people out here that don't know Photoshop, but they know GIMP. And so they, you know, so they assume because yeah. they know GIMP, they know Photoshop.
Right. Which is not the same.
And, right. You know, and I'm like, dude, you didn't spend any time in Photoshop. You just saw in the description of GIMP that this is a Photoshop like tool. Uh-huh. So you assume you can do this and that, yada, yada. It's not the same. So right. you're not a professional in it, and you've only spent 2 minutes inside a GIMP. So who makes you a professional? You know, I think it's just the society having all of these tools at their disposal, which is not a bad thing. But mm-hmm. some of the stuff goes to the head, and it really, really, really bugs me. And that video, when I did it last summer, I had to do it. It was on my heart, dude. It was burning me up, and I saw one more thing on that website, and I was like, that's it. I got to say something. I got to get this off my chest. I know I'm not a big channel or anything like that, but I got to get this off my chest. I got to at least try to spread the word that this community is not a community.
Right.
You know, this is just a horde of haters. This
yeah.
is about how I look at it. And you can look at it on websites. You can look at it on social media, whether it's Twitter or Instagram. Instagram, they could tear you up on there too.
You know? Do you actually personally on your YouTube or your Instagram, do you get people coming at you with sort of vitriol?
No, I fortunately I have not. I have had criticism, and I'm fine with criticism.
Okay.
You know, there's been people that are critics. Well, no, I take that back. I have had a few what I call pixel peepers. I'm sure you've heard that term
yes,
before.
Yes, definitely.
You know, I've had a few pixel peepers here and there, and I'm like, really? You're pixel peeping this image on your phone? You really picked up your iPhone and zoomed in to try to look at the quality to say, oh, you shot that with a smartphone, so it must be crap. You know, I've had a few of those here and there, but I've had some criticisms here and there, and I've been fine with that. I still have my most recent criticism just sharp in my head because it struck a nerve, because what they said was exactly what I was thinking during the time of the composition and during the post-processing. And I failed at it, and most people wouldn't have noticed that, but the person that critiqued me, I respect them. They're outstanding with their photography amongst other things, and the fact that he critiqued me with what he said, it just, you know, it further proves to me that, okay, I'm on the right path with this game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I saw this before it happened, and sure enough, he confirmed the problem that I saw, you know? So no, I didn't give him grief or anything about it, because if you go through the image, the comments in there, people love the image when you look at the comments. And he was like, you know what? This is great, but I got to be real with you. You need to look at A, B, C, D. And he was spot on.
And this will help you in the future, right?
He was spot on, you know? But most people, you know, that doesn't have that particular creative eye, they're not going to see that little bit of minutia, if you will.
Right, right. And I guess, I mean, for the future, you will, even though you did see it, but you hopefully will then say, well, I see it now. I'm going to keep going at it till I get what I saw, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the intent. I mean, I remember shooting it. I remember framing the shot and thinking, man, that's going to bug me in post. You know, yeah. I remember before I even clicked the shutter, I'm thinking that's going to bug me in post. And I kept trying to move the frame, move the lighting. I tried all kinds of stuff. And I knew it. And sure enough, man, that whenever I posted it, I don't know how much later it was, and that comment came out, it stuck. I mean, it hit me right in the gut, because like, oh, I was right and they're right.
So let me ask you a question. The comment was in the comments or in DM, direct message?
It was in the comments.
Okay. Me personally, I love it when someone gives me feedback in any way, if they do it in DM, which I get a lot of DMs, but if they do it in DM or if they do it in a comment, I love it. If it's if it's sort of opposing what I'm doing, or if it's sort of pointing out something I could improve, I love it, because for me, like, I love the engagement, you know. I love to sort of take someone along on the journey. And so if they're saying to me, you could do this better, it's like, okay, thank you, I'll try my best and improve it in the future. There are some people who don't care for that, right? Because it's kind of like
they take offense to it,
and I perceive it maybe as they feel that they're perfect already, they don't need an improvement.
You know, there's one image out there on my feed and in my gallery. Actually, there's two. I post-processed them, and I did it in a way where it was not technically sound. With one of them, I sharpened the crap out of it. I mean, I purposely sharpened the crap out of it. And you know, when you over sharp images, you tend to get a little bit of a halo if you know, pixel peep,
right?
Or sometimes you don't even necessarily have to pixel peep, but I sharpened the crap out of it and I got that halo. But I was fine with it, because I intentionally did that and I knew what was going to happen. And when I was done and ready to hit export on that image, I was totally happy with it. But of course, someone that's technically sound saw that, and their comment was, you might want to watch out for yada yada yada, you know, you might want to watch that them sharp edges, like, they're tone it down a little bit. No, I'm not going to tone it down, because I purposely did it for that shot, you know. And then there's another one where I remember you saying the same thing in one of your previous episodes, where I actually added haze to the shot, you know. a big old button right there in Lightroom that says dehaze.
Yes.
Everybody pushes that button because it does give you positive effects.
Right.
But this particular shot, I added haze to it because that haze gives it a certain mood mm-hmm. in my eyes mm-hmm. and in my heart.
Yep.
And whenever it got published and put out there, somebody commented along the lines of, man, it looks like you got some type of weird reverse vignetting going on.
Wow.
You know, and they are a quote unquote professional photographer. And I don't expect anything less from that particular person because they have sort of a know-it-all complex when it comes to this stuff. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, they fell into my trap. You know, I knew someone was going to comment on that, but I purposely put that extra hazy halo around that image that way because it was the mood that I felt when I shot it. And about 95% of the time when I shoot images, I see it a certain way as I hit the shutter. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily what my eyes see, but it's what like my imagination takes over. Mm-hmm. And about 95% of the time, by the time I get back to my desk to do any type of editing, I'm able to recreate that and like, oh, I remember shooting this downtown and it looked like so-and-so. So mm-hmm.
yep.
my editing process will make it look like what I saw when I clicked the shutter, not necessarily dealing with contrast and saturation and things like that and making it perfectly nice on the histogram.
Right.
No, it's what did I experience when I hit that shutter?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And some for me, when it comes to photography, same thing with painting. Like when I'm watching a painter's work or the work they have created.
Yep.
Like I love it when someone has the ability to say, no, this shadow has to be completely black in this. You know what I mean? Like blow it all out. Like whatever. The sun is bright. Blow it out. Who cares? If that's what you wanted to do, do it. Right? You know? And if you want to add haze, add it. That's what you saw.
Yep.
That's what you saw in your mind's eye. That's what you felt. Add it. I have no problem with that.
I remember when Google rolled out its Nexus camera software mm-hmm. before it got to Pixel mm-hmm. camera software. And it was a big fuss about them adding the computational photography where they have HDR mm-hmm. built in.
Yep.
Excuse me. I disabled that. I didn't want that HDR.
You want your blacks to be black.
Yeah. When I composed my shot, I wanted those shadows to be there.
Yeah.
I didn't need to see the detail. I purposely set that exposure the way I wanted it to. I didn't need Google telling me, no, it needs to be this way. You can get more detail in those shadows over there.
Right.
Screw that. That's not what I wanted.
Exactly.
So I turned that off for the longest. I think I just now turned it back on like, you know, late last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't want Google to tell you what 90% of pictures look like when they're were intended to look like. You want your pictures to look your way, right?
Right. And don't get me wrong. There is a place for AI mm-hmm. in photography. I was originally a naysayer and was totally against it. But Adobe eventually proved me wrong. So I get it mm-hmm. when they try to put that stuff in there. But there's a lot of times I don't want the AI assistance. I just let me do what I need to do. Kick in as an AI when I'm doing a repetitive task.
Right. Because
that's when you're really good.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. So going back to your video, watching that video hit me on two levels. Now, I'm an overthinker. And you've pointed this out to me a couple of times. By the way, anyone... you don't have to pay for therapy. Just talk to Ant.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. No, they don't want to do that. You ever heard the phrase brutally honest?
You know what, Ant? Seriously, like, you know what? A lot of us need that. We really do. No, seriously, we do. Because the thing is that there are so many people who are just sort of like... you know, patting each other in the back. No. Sometimes you just need blunt and brutal honesty. You just do.
Yeah, I agree.
And I thank you, dude. Like, seriously, because I heard it from you when I truly needed to hear it, and it is good sound advice. no, so when I watched that video, it all like the last two episodes were created because the other podcast I was listening to sort of asked for feedback on the topic. Now, most people would probably just want, you know, a DM or a tweet. And so, in some ways, I'm happy to sort of have back and forth with people. Your video made me almost feel like maybe sometimes just a simple tweet is enough. Like the last two episodes, I've gotten a lot of feedback on them, a lot of good back and forth, people disagreeing with me, and I loved it because they show me exactly what it is that they're doing with the work and how they see photography, which is awesome because there are a lot of people who see it completely different than I do.
Yep.
You know,
like that's how it should be.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. There should be a give and take, and there should be like, there's not like, I'm not out in the world. I'm not here with Through My Lens to force anyone to believe in my way of seeing the world. It's not what I'm here for. I'm here to sort of give you, the listeners, how I see the world. And, you know, like your video made me realize that, yes, put what you believe in the world, put it out there. But don't be a jerk about it. Right? I mean,
you know what? I don't think I could have said it any better than myself. Yeah, nailed it.
You know,
thesis of the video right there.
Yeah, dude, seriously. I mean, that video, I honestly think that, like, new photographers, I want new photographers to come into the world and not put too strict a guidelines on themselves, right? Like, figure out what you like and do that until it doesn't make sense to you anymore, until you realize that, why am I doing this? And then on top of that, also watch Ant's video. Just watch it, because the thing is that it is very easy for people who come in the world who are new photographers, who say to themselves, I will never do X. And if they see someone else doing X, they will then give the comment of, well, you did X to get your black and white. That doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. When in fact, if the black and white picture portrays the story that the photographer wanted to portray, if it does it for them, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. And so, new photographers, don't be a jerk.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. There are times where technicalities matter.
Yeah.
There are some times. Yeah. If you're trying to, let's see, I think back to the smartphone photographers community I used to host, and we would do weekly challenges. And the purpose of that community, when I put it together, was to not only spread the word of how great smartphone cameras were becoming, mm-hmm. but also to try to help people learn how to shoot better with their smartphones, because everybody had them and everybody's taking pictures. But in my opinion, people were taking a lot of bad pictures with good cameras. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I was like, well, what can I do to just help make it a little bit easier for people? And they don't necessarily have to invest a lot of time, you know, and that evolved over time. And so we started getting into challenges, you know, we started getting into, what is high key lighting? What is low key lighting? You know, how do we shoot that? What is, I can never say this word, chiaroscuro. What is that? How do we shoot that? Mm-hmm. You know, how do we shoot black and white? How do we shoot duotone? Went into all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so each week we did the challenges, you submit your shots, and the one that got the most plus ones, because this was through Google Plus, the one that got the most plus ones would be the quote unquote winner of the week. And we would go through those shots and critique them. And there's a lot of times, you know, someone would submit something that just didn't fit. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a technically sound image far as being chiaroscuro, mm-hmm. you know, or if we say black and white, we want black and white, not grayscale. Yeah. There's a difference.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that was the type of stuff that we tried to teach in the community. Is understand those technical aspects and the art, and it'll help make your stuff even better. Yeah, you can blur your lines here and there. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to follow all of the rules of rule of thirds, and you don't have to follow all of that stuff all the time.
Right.
You can crop it however the heck you want to crop it. But if you have an understanding of the fundamentals and the techniques, it will make things a little bit more pleasing in the end. Mm-hmm. You know, I can remember when people would give Instagram crap because of the filters.
Oh gosh, I remember.
And I'm like, what's the difference between that and a LUT pack? You use LUTs.
Yep. I agree.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
You know, and they work. It's just an easy way for non-photography people to stylize their photo and make it better than what they actually shot straight out of the camera.
Right.
So stop being such a snob and let these people enjoy their freaking artistic moments.
Yep. I agree. 100%. No, really. 100%. Because, you know, if it makes them feel good, you know, go with it.
Have at it.
Yeah. All right. Cool, man. Thanks so much for coming. Listen, first of all, thanks so much for that video.
It's my pleasure, man.
And thanks so much for coming on. Tell everyone about the podcast with Phoebe.
Currently, I have a podcast that, you know, it's just a little experiment. Don't know how much longer we'll do it, anything like that, but we've been having some fun. It's called Everyday People Doing Everyday Shit Podcasts. And it's just... If we're at home and we're just having a conversation, it's no different from that, other than there's some mics in front of us now. It is literally everyday people dealing with their everyday shit in life.
Nice. I enjoy that podcast. Trust me, it's really fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, listeners, go check it out.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. But thanks so much for coming on. And
oh, it's my pleasure, my man. No problem at all. Appreciate you having me.
Yes. Cool, man. Thank you. Tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me over on Twitter most of the time. That is @_Pruitt. But I'd much rather you hop on over to my YouTube channel and check out some of the stuff there and pass that along to others. That is youtube.com/AntPruitt. But if you feel like it, just put Ant Pruitt in any search engine or what have you. The large, bald-headed black dude is the only person you need to see, and that's me.
Yes. All right, cool. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah.